Welcome to Candice, Jess and Caroline, who are fellow academics on the Sport and Fitness qualification. They're also athletes and mothers to daughters. And today we're going to have a discussion about menstrual cycles. Firstly, could you tell us about your own experiences of the menstrual cycle? Do you get symptoms at particular times of the cycle?
Jess, could we start with you?
Yeah, of course, Simon. So as a teenager growing up, I played quite a lot of sport, netball being my main sport, but I didn't really have any issues at all with my menstrual cycle. In fact, I used to find that being active actually helped any side effects like tummy cramps or lethargy. It wasn't actually until later in life, after having children, that menstruation began to impact on my life, with really heavy periods that led to extremely low iron levels.
So, and that left you fatigued and run down, is that right? The low iron?
Yeah, low iron, it just causes you to feel tired very quickly, so struggling to do the activities, and then also impacted recovery afterwards as well with really achy muscles.
Yeah, probably a little bit like Jess. I played a lot of sport when I was a child at school, and I went to a boarding school actually. So I struggled a bit about learning how to manage my menstrual cycle. You know, how do I cope with it when I'm trying to play lots of sport? So I used to get physical symptoms, feel a bit bloated, and get stomach cramps, which just made me feel kind of a bit fed up, really. But also I used to get some sort of psychological impact from it. So definitely less able to cope with stress. And I think my mood is generally a bit lower when I have my period.
Yeah, so whereabouts in the cycle was that? Was it towards the end of the sort of the 28 days?
That would be probably just in the build up to when I would actually get my period. And then during that early stages, towards the end of it, it wasn't such an issue to me. But yeah, before I would actually get my period and the first couple of days, I used to feel kind of quite low in my mood. Yeah, and I did have some physical symptoms then.
And same question to Caroline.
Okay, so my sport of athletics, I was one of those kind of annoying people that didn't really have any symptoms. So I felt fairly pretty much the same at any stage of my cycle. And I know that wasn't the same for everybody because I trained with people who did have difficulties, but I never felt that it had a particular impact on me.
Okay. I wonder if that is quite rare. I guess every experience, every woman's experience is different, but I wonder if that is rare. I mean, you say that other people in your training group didn't have the same experience.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's rare. I think there were other people, maybe they just didn't vocalise that they were having difficulties, but there were one or two people that did have issues, and others like me who didn't. But maybe there are people that don't like to say if they're struggling.
Thank you very much to the three of you for sharing your experiences with us. As I think all of us have said, it can be difficult talking about the menstrual cycle, but hopefully with you all talking about your experiences, it will encourage other people to do the same and feel comfortable discussing their own cycles with their coaches, trainers and partners.